The man facing a string of charges stemming from an armed standoff in November has been granted bail. Daniel Mitchell, 43, was released into the care of two sureties and is subject to strict house arrest-like conditions. He returns to court on March 17. Mitchell must reside at his surety's residence, always be in their presence, wear an ankle monitoring device and abide by a series of communication and other restrictions. A total of $15,500 promised to pay cash was put up by his two sureties and Mitchell to secure his release. At the close of court on Friday, release was imminent after an all-day bail hearing before Justice of the Peace Derek Friend. Mitchell is accused of 11 offenses related to the 16-hour incident that took place behind a commercial property on Bayfield Street on November 19, 2024 and overnight into November 20. He had been in custody ever since. The charges include discharging a firearm, assault, uttering death threats and explosive-related offenses. None of the allegations have been tested in court. Berry police were called to the area on November 19. Witnesses said they heard a gunshot and bullet holes could be seen on the windscreen of a parked RV. All of a sudden all these cop cars came out of nowhere, the SWAT team, and everything and surrounded the RV. Karen Rogers, who was shopping nearby, said on November 19, while the standoff was still ongoing, they all jumped out of their cars and they took off down towards the RV. Then a shot was fired. Police evacuated an area in and around the RV and took measures to defuse the situation, including calling in the tactical support unit and related equipment. Hostage negotiators were also brought on scene. A man peacefully surrendered to police just past 4 a.m. on November 20. According to other people interviewed at the time, the RV had been spotted in the area on a few occasions in the weeks and months leading up to standoff, often parking in a lot on the property. A standard publication ban is in place that prevents publicizing evidence presented during the bail hearing. With files from Kevin Lamb.